Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really take some time and get real still about just in our being directly. There, it was said, be still and know that I am God. And we seem to find ourselves busier and busier and busier. And with all of the busyness, one often forgets that there is power in the moment of being, in that realization of dwelling in an eternal now moment. For we are completely and absolutely immersed in the infinity of existence itself. And the earth, as big as she is as small as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself. And so anytime I come to the airwaves, I am the one who is consistently and continuously exalting the absolute reality that is absolute regardless of what we choose to see, what we choose to ignore, what we choose to accept, and what we choose to ask for, to pray for, and whatnot. The fact that we each are so gifted and so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and to know that man is not the one who beats your heart. Man did not design you. Man has put you in a position where you and so many others all around the world are completely distracted from realizing that there is purpose in existence. And the purpose in existence is not to just do whatever the hell you want to do, the way you want to do it. And dang on anybody who gets in the way of that. And the absolute reality of the earth being just one speck in the presence and completely animated, held in flotation and rotation by this absolute and cosmic entity that is absolute and supreme, ever-present, ever-pervasive, filling all spaces so that you and I and all else should be exceedingly, extremely happy for the blessedness of just being. And when we are not able to get quiet and get still and be appreciative and be grateful for the blessedness in your being, then understand that that's part of our world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, to have us distracted from the purpose in existence, in knowing that Earth, Mother Nature, this realm that is completely held and governed by spiritual laws and eternal laws. Though we are in a physical realm and a material place, we're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we came to the earth. We did not come up out the earth. And when it comes time to leave this planet, we should not be leaving this planet as dead people. And the lie that has been perpetuated all over this place is that we're supposed to be dying from something. And the whole world is under the influence of this lie. And as I have traveled to Northeast Africa for these last 5 weeks, I have had the opportunity to see where the lie has really started and emanated from. And I've had the opportunity to dwell with those who have come to realize so much of the truth and made decision to align themselves with that which had been revealed to them. And we're in a now moment where we have to realize that because there is absolute law that governs existence, that there are no governments, there are no people, there are no places, there are no realms, there are no worlds who are absolved of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be harmonized within the very laws that govern existence itself. And on behalf of all of those that we have come through, all of those who've come to the planet and left, in whatever condition and state of affairs they were in, on behalf of our ancients who are still listening for us, vying for us, rooting for us, so that we are able to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected humanity. And where you do not have that kind of objective for yourself, to honor and to be a glory unto life itself, unto the lineages that you represent, then I guarantee you, you will miss your prosperity. And you will miss your wealth. And you will miss the fullness of what you could have accessed had you just taken the time to get clear about what the purpose in being here is. And we will never have any excuse as to what they didn't do and what they didn't give and what they did do that absolves us of our responsibility to dig deep within the depths of ourselves, to knock, to ask, to seek, to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole bodies, hearts, minds, spirits, and souls in a complete line of alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. And that is the work. That as we are maturing, many people, we did everything they said to do. We went to school. We got our degrees. We went to church. We exalt Jesus. We exalt Allah. We exalt Jah. We exalt Yah. We exalt all these ones. But exalting a full, wholehearted love for life itself, for that which is life, is beyond the individual ones who may have laid foundation for it in terms of those who've created the heavens and the earth, because existence is so far beyond just the earth and her heavens. It is infinite. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beginningless, timeless. And so as I have had the opportunity to walk those lands that were said to be holy lands, I have seen that the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death have planted themselves everywhere, and everyone is under the spell of these entities and these deities that have usurped the rights of all beings to have the right to the fullness of themselves. And we think the right to be in pleasure, the right to be celebrating our lives through exalting our free will to choose death is freedom. And so many people are busy, busy, busy. They're busy. They're running here. They're running there. They're doing this. They're doing that. And the obesity and the high blood pressure and the cancer and all of those things that are all over here, they're all over there too. And everywhere in between. And so those of us who are here, it is our time and our turn to get real clear about life itself and the gift that it is. And wherever you are, if you are in the mindset, mind space where you are able to realize, where the real I in you is truly seeing, so that you have a depth of care to self-actualize based upon seeing the reality of the all there is as existence itself, and know that because we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that our lives should reflect on a daily basis our commitments to being absolutely and supremely intelligent. Because this is the way that we access the truth of ourselves, the wealth of ourselves. This is how we are harmonized with the will of existence and have the opportunity to be saved from the foolishness, to be saved from the lies, to be salvaged and delivered from that which is the inconsistency, the contradiction and hypocrisy that dwells everywhere. And in this now moment, being good is not good enough, because good people are dying every day prematurely without ever having lived in the fullness of who and what they truly are and were. And if you get nothing else from me, and if you hear my voice never again, then understand I was the one, I am the one who is calling you to rise on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, and to know that there is no success upon this planet, within this planet, or beyond this planet for anything else to have fullness of success, because there is only one success, and that is the continued ever expansion of the intelligence of existence and the glory of the victory and the triumph of its will and its ways and its laws. And those of us who would be wise enough to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole and not just holy, then we have leverage. And the leverage, if we would be so willing, would provide us the opportunity to come to power, because the light has the right to rule in this place. And in this now moment, if you're hearing me, then you are not only one of the chosen, but you are one who has duty, obligation, and responsibility to choose. To choose life, to choose radiance, to choose brilliance, to choose the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, to be in a place and space where you are doing your daily due diligence in consecrating your body temple through purification, so that the true spirit of the living God, that is the fullness of who we have the opportunity to participate and become harmonized and one with, so that it can be completely re-enthroned in its temples as our absolute reality. As we apply ourselves to being harmonized within the will of existence, as we apply ourselves towards being continued in existence, as we apply ourselves towards being in harmony with the direct line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls, then understand that there is nothing that man has created, from his chemtrails to all of the poisoned stuff that he has created throughout this place, that will have a greater power and leverage than the power of love that would be imprinted and radiating from every fiber of our being. And to know that love is consistent with the laws that govern existence, and it is in truth the fulfillment of the law. Everything that we see with these physical eyes is the evidence of the love, of the will, the love of the light, the love of the intelligence, the love of the absolute and supreme being, the cosmic I Am, and its administering intelligences who've created, maintained, and sustained worlds and realms, everything that we see that is not man-made. And the evidence of the intelligence that allows man and woman and mankind and humanity to create based upon there being a need for that, based upon them being completely intelligent, based upon them being able to envision and to imagine and to create and to materialize that which was in the realm of their ideas. We have so much available to us that to throw ourselves away is an abomination. To rejoice in our right to be wrong and to feel as though having freedom to be out of alignment with the will of existence and the laws of existence is the evidence of following the lies. And where you would accept that your progression has to be slow because it's a process, then understand that the process that you're already in, where you have failed to make these life-exalting, intelligent decisions to be in the integrity of the all that you are, is this living, loving, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then know that the process that is already in effect is the process of death. And I'm the one to remind you that wherever you are in this now moment, when every atom and every cell of your being is intensely infused with your intensity of intention to be completely cleared and cleansed, be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, revitalized, and made whole, you get what you apply yourself to. You get what you ask for. The law is in full effect. And this is the power that we have in this now moment. The power that we have to change the frequency and energy of our lives, to change what it is we're seeing, what it is we've created. But we have to do the spiritual work of realigning ourselves with the intelligence of existence, realigning ourselves in the truth that we are intelligent beings. And being intelligent means that you will do nothing to undermine yourselves or yourselves. And as soon as you hear that that which you have been doing is not in your best interest and it is not good for you, then you have the will and you have the power to stop, to repent and go sin no more. We have the opportunity to stop on a dime and change direction. But you have to want it. Nobody can give you more than what you've already received as the blessedness of life itself. There's nothing that you can work for, earn, beg, borrow, or steal that is greater than who and what you already are but naked. There is no glory that you will ever have by just being remembered because you paid your bills on time and your credit score was 740 or more. You understand? The glory in being is being a glory unto life itself, loving fully, being cooperative and collaborative in the exaltation of a fallen humanity, being the vehicles and vessels of the hands of God and Goddess. You understand? So that we are doing what it is we are here to do, because we are not here to serve the forces of capitalism and degradation and democracy and all of these things that have allowed themselves to be spread everywhere. And people are raising up without understanding what the resurrection actually is. Striving to just have control in their daily lives, so that sickness, illness, and disease are not robbing them of the beauty, the bounty, the abundance, the sacredness, the enjoyment, the pleasure, the delight, and the joy of life itself, and love itself, and family itself, and community itself. And we all have this now moment, and it's always a now moment of eternity, because we're immersed in it. But having accepted death, this is a program. And by the time you complete 7 cycles of 7 years, so that by 49, if you have not completely committed yourself to life and being a vehicle and vessel of love and light and wisdom and truth, then the rest of your life is not going to be as wonderful as it could have possibly been had you had wisdom enough to make those commitments prior to ending 7 cycles of 7 years of feeling entitled to be out of alignment with the will of existence and the ways of existence and the laws of existence and the path of becoming harmonized with it, with the all that is. We're in a now moment that the children and the babies and those that we didn't allow to come, those who came and could not be maintained and sustained here because mom and dad, mother and father, mommy and daddy, however, were not healthy enough, did not have enough vital life force generated to conceive and then ensure the progression of the development of that seed. We are in a now moment where we must understand that there is nothing in materiality that is greater than the people and the animals and life itself and the order. And as a result of us being in violation of it, then Mother Earth and Mother Nature are having to shift. And those of us who will not come to the point in place where they are willing to make the commitments to living, the commitments to light, the commitment to life, the commitment to being, and to being who they are as the vehicles and vessels of love and light, then they will not have the benefit of having made that choice. But that is the correct choice. That is what makes sense under a world conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, because there are no forces of divisiveness, no forces of the entities and deities of death that are greater than life itself or the laws that govern us or the progression or the fulfillment. That there is nothing and no one who can destroy life itself and the intelligences of existence that are working on behalf of the resurrection of humanity and the harmonization of Mother Earth and the reorientation of our being on the planet to serve the purposes of our consistent soulful evolutionary development and transqualification, so that we are leaving here as living beings consistently and completely aware of the gift that we have already been given as immortality. But if you believe that you have to die from something, then you most certainly will. And if you're the one who keeps talking about having accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that is, you think is enough that you'd have eternal life, and you're still feeding off of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, refined sugars, and all of this garbage that are the tools of oppression, and the cigarettes and the tobacco and the alcohol and whatnot, which are the weapons of mass destruction, then you're delusional to think that you will have eternal life killing yourself. And if it's an eternal death, is that going to give the same glory as one who applied themselves wholeheartedly towards being in the harmony of the whole of existence and walking as a whole being directly? And I am the one to exalt that the reality that we are always in sacred space because we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive, and it fills all spaces, and it hears everything, and it sees through every eye. And there are no objectives And there are no missions and no mission statements and no dreams that are greater than the fulfillment of the will of existence. And to know that the fulfillment is not just the Armageddon, the fulfillment is not the death and the dying, the fulfillment is the rise and the resurrection, the reorientation and the realignment. The fulfillment is the new earth and a new humanity. The fulfillment is the harmony with the whole of existence itself, which is far beyond the earth and her heavens. But being in a place in space where we are securing destiny and realizing that destiny is off the planet. No matter how long we're on the planet, our planetary residence is school for us. And as we care to graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors, as we care to do the work of forgiving, releasing, letting go, committing, consecrating, purifying, as we do that, then we get the benefit of having done it. And those who won't will not. And those who feel as though that their success in life is because they're successful capitalists, without them having been successful in fulfilling the purpose in being true to existence itself. There are many who are living in the lie and the delusion of it all. And they build buildings and they do things and they influence masses of people. And so the call for us is to rise wherever we are. To rise in the integrity of our own authenticity under the authority and the fulfillment of the laws that govern us so that we are a glory unto the whole. And when it comes time to leave, we have not died. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned, I am so grateful for you. And pray that you are consistently receiving more inspiration, more insight, more motivation to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the fullness of the truth of yourself. I am always dealing with the issues of our salvation, our deliverance, our liberation, our resurrection. And I am very, very serious about your being serious in terms of accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment that would put you in a place and position where you are able to always apply yourself wholeheartedly towards the wholeness of whomever, whatever, wherever we show up. I give thanks for all of those who take the time to seek and search, to apply what it is that is being revealed to you. I am so thankful for all of those who have endured all of the things that you have endured to come to a point and place within yourself where you are decisive about the now moment in which you're living, where you are consciously asking and seeking and knocking and doing what is yours to do in becoming vividly expressive as a vehicle and vessel of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. We have so many ones who feel entitled to be out of alignment with the laws that govern us. There's so many ones who take so much pleasure in exalting what they think is their free will, to be divisive, to profit, so they think, off of the degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the humiliation, the incarceration, the rape and molestation, and all of the violation that goes on. Which is why it is up to each one of us, wherever we are, particularly women right now, to come to a point and place where we will make consistent commitments to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we stand in the truth of the light that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in a now moment of eternity that the edicts that have been issued from the exalted realms are calling us to rise as a global humanity, to get beyond all of the barriers, all of the lines of demarcation, separation, borders, and all of that, to realize that we are each held accountable to absolute laws. We are held by absolute laws. There is that which is absolute, that is beating our hearts, that is breathing us. It designed us. It has its own purposes for our lives. And we should be in a place and space where we are intensely intentional in fulfilling the purposes that we can participate with in the exaltation of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to come to that place and space where we will stop making excuses as to why we will not perfect ourselves, why we will not honor ourselves, why we will not cleanse and purify ourselves and nourish ourselves in honoring and loving and cultivating the gifts that we have been given. We're in a now moment that requires us to really understand that there is no unity that we can come to through rhetoric. And there has been so much rhetoric over the years in the commitment to struggling, in the commitments that people have towards organizing and unifying without any commitment to love, without any commitment to light, without any commitment to wisdom, without any commitment to honor the legacy of the lineages that they represent, to feel that they can call meetings and just talk it out. And I'm saying that no, our unification is by virtue of every breath and every beat of our hearts and our reverencing the intelligence that has gifted itself to each and every one of us, so that we are in a place where in our most private moments with ourselves, wherever we are in harmony with life itself. We are in harmony with the will of existence and the ways of existence and the laws that govern existence and lawlessness. When you combine tens and twenties and thirties and forties and fifties and hundreds and thousands and millions of people who are harmonized in lawlessness, then you get what we have here in terms of this sea of sickness, illness, disease, disobedience, despair, degradation, oppression, suppression, depression, and all of these things that are the evidence of either ignoring those laws, not acknowledging those laws, disobeying those laws. But our common good right now will come when we each care to be aligned, reoriented, restored, vivified, revivified. In the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we are already in flotation and rotation, immersed in eternity. And therefore, we should not be dying. And because the trick, the lie, has been to make you think that you're supposed to be dying and death is a natural culmination, destiny, fate of living, then we have what we see in terms of there being an agenda to facilitate that death through diet. When you look at the word diet and you see D-I-E, die, in that cross that many of the headstones and the tombstones and the cemeteries and the graveyards bear, this cross, the same cross that's on these churches, that we are in a now moment for us to embrace the fullness of the absolute reality that is eternity, and to know that it is not something that's coming. It is the absolute reality of what is. And we are in a now moment where we have the opportunity to realign ourselves with it and to accept eternity as destiny, as opposed to consistently and continuously spouting that lie that you have to die from something. We're in a now moment that requires us to care enough, to care more, to be full of care, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And yes, you hear me say this over and over and over again. And even after hearing it over and over and over again, so many of you consistently fall back into your carelessness. And so I'm the one to remind you that every day you should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves. That our capacity as vehicles of absolute and supreme intelligence has not and cannot really be measured. It's infinite, the capacity and the potentiality we have. For we are these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is so absolute and so supremely intelligent that there is no end to it. There is nowhere it is not. It has figured out a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone, and we all are so absolutely and divinely blessed. But you've forgotten how blessed you are. Sometimes you only focus on your disappointments and your disenchantment and your pain and your disdain and your violations and whatnot. And I'm saying to you is that it's a trick to keep you cycling in the mindfulness, the thoughtfulness, the remembrance of all of that, so that you are not focused in exalting your thanksgiving, your gratitude, feeling the blessedness in your being and being the blessing you are. Wherever you are, by virtue of all of your talents, skills, and abilities being accessible to you because you are wise enough to apply yourself to self-realizing, self-actualizing, being harmonized with the will of existence and the laws of existence, and understanding that there is no prosperity that you can truly have when you feed off the flesh of dead animals, dead fish, dead birds, dead anything. Because the primary law of existence is not to be killing, but to be loving. And now that killing is sport and killing is game and killing is entertainment and killing is agenda, then we have to be intensely intentional in exalting life itself, respecting life itself, honoring life itself, accepting the everlastingness of life itself, the eternity of life itself. And it matters how you apply yourself on a daily basis in your living. What is it that you're reaching for? What is it that you're asking for? What is it that you're praying for? What is it that you're thinking about? What it is that you're contemplating, considering? How do you serve? And who are you serving? What purposes are you serving? These are things that we have to really look at, because there is that which light does, and light accomplishes not by any means necessary. Light accomplishes by adding to the wholeness, the wellness, the enhancement, the enrichment of situation, circumstance, people, places, and things. Light shows up and everything is better by virtue of it having shown up. The light that is the will of the ever-present. The light that is the way of the ever-present. The light that is the wisdom of the ever-present. And to know that the light has the right to triumph. And no matter how these people may apply themselves towards violating, annihilating, incarcerating, doing all of those things that they have mastered doing, understand that they will soon cease to exist, because the fulfillment of the law is that you will reap the harvest of the seeds that you have sown. And those who have legislated death, perpetuated death, created death as multi-billion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar industry, those who have profited or thought they have profited through death and killing and warring, divisiveness, lies and propagandizing, to the degree to which you have changed the whole orientation that people have upon the planet, then the harvest of that is death. And it's not just that which is coming to America, it's that which everything and everybody is going to be held accountable for. So no matter how much you enjoyed that chicken and that shrimp and that mussels and those crab legs and all of those things, and understand you have to be very aggressive about your clearing and your cleansing if you would care to walk in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity, of being under the authority, the grace, and the protection, the salvation, and the deliverance of the absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. See, all of the divisiveness that we see through religion and through culture, And it's a mindset. You understand? It's how we're thinking. The world that is soon to be destroyed is by virtue of the mindset. Otherwise, the earth herself, there's a difference between the world and the earth. The earth is not set to be destroyed. The lies, the delusion, all of that that is not rooted in truth, in the truth that is light, in the truth that is love, in the truth that is harmonizing, in the truth that is sustaining, maintaining, and facilitative of the greater good all the time, it will soon fall by the wayside. And that's governments, that's nations, that's cultures, that's peoples, that's families, that's lineages. Nothing is exempt. And that's why it's so necessary for us to get real about why we're living, to get real about understanding that there is inherent purpose in our living for the soulful evolutionary development of our lives, of our spirits, and the harmonization with our souls. So that we're leaving here as living beings. We're leaving here having graduated the class of Earth residency. We're leaving here having loved and lived and given and served and honored and obeyed and really grown and matured. Because we came to that place and space within ourselves where we were cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and resurrected. We're in a now moment that is an eternal now moment, and we should always be participating wholly, holistically, from a place of wholeness. Harmonization within our male and female selves, harmonization with the will of existence and the laws of existence, to come to that place and space where we are always becoming more, because we are always learning more, giving more, seeing more, perceiving more, being the mores that we truly are. And our having an understanding, and a desire and commitment to stand resolutely with that which allows us to stand, that which allows us to think, to contemplate, to consider, to visualize, to imagine, to really be these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has the opportunity and the responsibility to bring forward our gifts, to activate our DNA, and to realize that our generational wealth is what is being robbed of us. It's not just the oil and the gold and the diamonds and the minerals and the things that come from the earth. It is the light and the true capacity and the potentiality and the talent of those who have come to the earth. And so when we look at sickness, illness, and disease and see how pervasive it has become amongst the human family and humankind, then understand that there is duty, obligation, and responsibility for the clearing of all of the violations, for the clearing of our karmic debt, for the clearing of our spirits, for the clearing of our thoughts, our minds, our emotions and whatnot, and the cleansing of our blood, of ourselves, because it is a whole work that we should be applying ourselves to on a daily basis, to realize that after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, all manners of pharmaceutical, recreational drugs and all of this, the accumulation of those chemicals held in all of the mucus from all of the bread and the pancakes and the waffles and the biscuits and the crepes and the croissants and the donuts and the peanuts and the nuts and all of this stuff will put you in a position where you become deficient. And deficiency, mineral deficiency, creates sickness, illness, stress, and the inability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greater good. Where we live, wherever we are, we actually live in our bodies. And our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirit and spirits of the living God and Goddess. And the balance that has to happen between our male and female selves is something that we have to strive for. And the quality of love that we are able to participate with, to be molded and shaped with in our relationships, in our marriages, with our children, with our parents, with all of our friends and our coworkers, we are always in a relationship with that absolute and true spirit that is referred to by many names. Wherever there is an eye that sees, then you have one who is a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have been socialized to feel entitled to disrespect the intelligence of existence as it is manifesting and womb manifesting through other ones. So the light that we have, the love that we know, the truth that we exalt, would put us in a place, in a space where it is literally becoming impossible for us to be in violation of the very laws that govern us, because we have sense enough to know that that's what we are here to master, in mastering our own minds, in mastering our own hearts, in mastering and being able to control ourselves. so that nobody else can control us. And if you are not in a place and space where you can control your appetites, you can control your desires, you can control your lust, then you have no control and you will be controlled by those who have no rights to control anybody because they are not in control of themselves either. This now moment of eternity in which we dwell is our now moment for our resurrection. This now moment of eternity in which we're living is the way in which we show our love and we honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent by consciously caring to be completely harmonized in the will, in the ways, in the laws, in the love, in the peace, in the harmony, in the poise, in the power, in the truth of that which is as existence itself. It's your time to decide. What are you living for? And what is it that you will be remembered for? We're in a now moment that requires us to have an inner standing and an understanding that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And if you leave here as a dead person in the midst of eternity, then how long will you be dead? Will you be dead eternally? Will you be dead for a few hundred years, a few thousand years? What is really death? It says the wages of sin is death. Now you have to decide. How much do you really care to graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors? And if you leave the planet having graduated top of the class, then how happy will you be to be received with standing ovation in the realm of your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to be harmonized with your soul? The issue here is not the practice of spirituality, because the least one is a practicing their spirituality. We're spirits that dwell in these bodies. So it is not spirituality. It is how much love and light and wisdom and truth one has earned by virtue of one's own seeking, asking, knocking, applying, realizing. In this now moment, our hearts are beating and we're breathing. In this now moment, we are in a perfect harmony with all of life by virtue of that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. But we must come to that point and place where with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take and every step that we make, that we do so with a reverence and a respect, an appreciation and appreciative love, a gratitude and a thanksgiving for the inherent blessedness in being. And to care to have the wisdom to know whose purposes you shall serve. Because everything is not the same thing and everything doesn't get you the same thing. And where you apply yourself to helping, it even requires a wisdom to know how to help people. Because a lot of times you can't help people by doing what they want you to do for them. You have to be able to do that which is liked by them, do that which is going to help lift them up, empower them. And sometimes we have to continue to strive with everything in us to be in a place and space where it matters to us, that we have that kind of wisdom. We have that kind of light. We have that vision to see that which is an essential, that which is necessary. Because where you have the thought that you want to do this, that, and the other, and you don't have the will, and you don't have the intention, and you don't have the love, and you don't have the care to be able to get into sufficient light enough that allows you to do it, then you are committed to struggling. And commitment to struggle is a commitment to death. And there is no glory in the struggle when the victory and the triumph has already been won. And you have to align yourself with it. You're not coming here in a mindset, particularly after smoking and drinking and spewing yourself and whatnot, where all of a sudden you're going to get a greater thought than the thought that designed you, the thinker that designed you. You're not going to create a greater way. You understand? Commitment to struggling, commitment to revolution by any means necessary is not. It's rhetoric. Being active and creating organizations that have no centeredness in the purpose of existence is to be committed to ineffectiveness when you are dealing with a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide. And so I'm the one to remind you that you've been given one life, it's an eternal life, and you are held by absolute laws. And the absolute reality of lawfulness creates everything. So when people say, well, I know it happened for a reason, it happened because you created this. And if you're not happy with what has been created in your world, then get serious about recreating. But you have to start at the cellular level through your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, your renewal, your rebirth, your realignment, and your resurrection. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, the wholeness and the restoration of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, her planets, all of the nations and races, and the people here, on behalf of the lineages that we represent, you're in tune to watch the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.